Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel singer and writer. Welcome to the show, Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper. You're on live with us right now. Our phone number is 646-595-3338. 646-595-3338. If you need prayer, push the one, the love button when you call in. Today's show is brought to you by Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys and From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Books available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Sleepers.com, and anywhere you get your books. Author me, Franklin Donnie D. So, let's get with Pastor Robert R. Cooper, Sandusky, Ohio, formerly of Pomona. How you doing this morning, Pastor?
Hey, praise the Lord today. How are you?
Amen, yeah. And amen. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm doing good, but I'm at a place right now where and the message will reflect this even more so. I'm at a place right now where I believe we all should be. And
yeah.
It's called sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I believe that God has given us so much potential in Jesus Christ that that's a condition that we no longer have to face or even deal with. And
yes,
at some point in time, there's got to be a stop sign. I was traveling yesterday, and I came across a familiar highway, but they had some road construction going on, so they had a roadblock sign. And the roadblock meant that I had to completely readjust my thinking and my sense of direction, and I had to follow the signs and go the way that the signs told me to go in order for me to reach my destination. And I think it's time, amen, that we just came to that place in life where we just put a roadblock sign in front of the devil and said, you just can't go this way no more.
Yes, amen, amen.
You simply cannot go this way anymore.
Mm.
And that's what, and there wasn't any argument or no confusion or no contention, because there was no choice. The bridge was out. And the only way to get to your destination was to follow the new directions. And we're giving the devil some new directions today. Leave the people of God alone. Praise the living God. My Bible tells me that who the Son has set free is free indeed. And that's a declaration that needs to be made. So every spirit that tries to attack the body of Christ, the people of God, God's children, is made aware, amen, that we have been in the presence of the light of the world, which is Jesus Christ, and he has enlightened us and let us know, amen, that there are things, amen, pertaining to our heritage that we may not have known that we know now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be walking in this and talking in this and thinking in this, because that's the way the people of God are. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, there's a change. I'm going on and on.
Yes.
I'm feeling this thing, though. I'm feeling it because there's so many people in need, and we have to have to come to a place and a point in time where we put the roadblock up. We got to put a stop sign up. We got too much power, amen, and it's time that we became sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's universal. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. That's my house. That's your house. That's their house. That's everybody's house. We're tired of it. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Lewis, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to, and then I'm going to order, if I may, a time of prayer for those who may have special needs, because we are living in a time, amen, where the devil is busy, and the devil gets busy when he knows that the Lord is busy. God is trying to elevate us. God is elevating us, and we are rising, praise the living God. And so the devil, all he can do is try to stop it any way he can. He'll use whatever it takes, praise the living God. He'll use whatever it takes to stop it, because he doesn't want to see us achieve what he can't achieve. And that's being in the presence of Almighty God. And so I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless our ears and cause us to hear what the Holy Spirit of God is saying unto the church today, and help us to use this time wisely, because we realize that we are in your presence, and we know that in your presence is fullness of joy. And we thank you for that, Lord. Now, Lord, bless these callers. Bless the participants. Bless those who may have needs right now.
Yes.
We ask you, and we ask your blessing upon the host. And we ask you to keep them encouraged and to cause them to know, amen, that Christ in us is our hope of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Now, amen,
Lord, I'm opening
amen.
Our lines up right now, amen, for those who may have special prayer.
Lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone who's on the phone right now, your mic is open. Does anyone want to start off with a prayer?
I'd like to start out with a prayer, if it's open.
Good morning. Your name is? I know, but your name is?
My name is Steve Howell.
Hey, amen. Praise the Lord, Steve Howell. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I have good days and I have really bad days. And it's like looking for the chastisement of my peace to be, you know, brought about by the Lord Jesus's healing. And I'm looking forward prayer towards that. What happened is, I mean, it's simple. I went and got the COVID shots, both of them. On the second one, I started my legs and my feet and my hands and everything quit working. And it's severe pain, like shooting fire up my whole body. And I cannot get out of bed by myself when that happens. And the only thing keeping me going right now, besides the claiming the blood of the lamb, is the prednisone that the doctor has given me, and I want to get off it because the long-term effects of that is can be worse than the effects of what I've got. And so I'm saying that, I'd rather not be alive on this earth than be on fire like that. You know, I mean, it's a horrible thing, you know, that's going on. I've got a couple friends that have the same thing that happened after the shot, so... Anyway, I definitely need your prayer, and anybody that I'm open to everybody just praying, because I really want to lose this thing, because it rides on my heart. To be on this earth and live where I live, I've got to work all the time, and I can't keep up now. So I'm going to have to, I need help. I really need help.
Yes.
Amen and amen. And this may, you know, this is not what I intend to do, but do the medical professionals who gave you the vaccine know that these are your symptoms?
Not the ones that did it directly, but I'm working with a rheumatologist. I've already been to an orthopedic surgeon, and he, you know, they thought it was stemming from my hips, and it's not, even though I've got some arthritis in my hips, and the rest of my joints have arthritis in it too. But that's, the rheumatologist is digging deeper now, and they're also going to send me to a neurologist next week after Thanksgiving. But all this has taken an immense amount of time. I'm on my fifth of this, and you know, I mean, I know he's greater than this disease, whatever's hitting me. I mean, yeah. I know he's greater. But what it stems from is my autoimmune system is attacking the muscles and joints in my body, and it's setting off the nerve endings, and that's why I feel like I do. They do know that.
Amen. Well, let's pray. Amen. Because while you're speaking, I'm reminded of a scripture, and the Lord has brought this scripture to my remembrance. It's in the book of James, chapter 5, and I'll read it real quickly. The question is raised, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. How many believe that? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, we consider ourselves to be the righteousness of God in Christ. So he's talking about us when he says the righteous man. And we're not righteous because we ourselves are so right, but we're righteous because Jesus Christ is. And we are now the righteousness of God in him. So the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And without mm-hmm. having a medical background or anything that I could be medically or scientifically helpful to you in your condition, I do know Jesus. And I know him personally. Mm-hmm. And he told me that I could ask anything in his name. John chapter 14, verse 14. He said, I can ask anything in his name, and he will do it. And he's never let me down. He's not known for not telling the truth because he is the truth. And I'm asking right now, in the name of Jesus, that you touch Brother Steve right now and cause him, praise the living God, to have relief from all of his misery, all of his pain, all of his symptoms,
yes.
and cause him to
yes.
be 100% whole.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, because
yes,
we know
Lord.
You can, and we're thanking you for it in advance, and we're believing in
yes,
you
Lord.
By faith.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen and amen. Woo.
God bless you, brother,
yes,
and I'm looking
Lord.
Forward to hearing your testimony of how Jesus Christ did just that.
I've been knowing
yes.
that I'm going to be healed. I mean, I really do. I really feel like this is not unto death. I don't believe that it is. I believe that the Lord is going to miraculously heal me. I truly believe it in my heart of hearts that that's what's going to happen. And I had a heart attack a year ago. I was supposed to be dead. I've got a cardiologist that loves me to death because I was one of those who lived through through a widowmaker, and I lived through it, and I went through 14 hours of having a heart attack and lived, and it's a miracle because I was 100% occluded on a major artery in the back, the back side of the heart, towards the backbone in my body. And I'm here. You know, the Lord has me here, and I'm willing to do whatever he wants me to do. I'm willing to serve whatever he wants me
Amen.
To do, what purpose I'm here for.
Yes.
I'm willing to do that.
Just know for a certainty, and it's done already, and that the process is already in progress. And we thank the Lord for it.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. All right.
God bless you.
Anyone else out there? Your mic's open.
Good morning, Pastor, and everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Marcia, I believe, right?
This is Marcia, yes. This is Marcia.
Okay.
And I want to add prayers for Steve. My heart goes out to you. My prayers are going out to you. And, you know, we I survivor of a brain aneurysm. So God does mm-hmm. miracles. I'm a walking miracle. And, you know, just stay believing in him, and you'll get your miracle, Steve.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, yes. And then I also, of course, want continued prayers for my son. He's still in the throes of addiction. However, he had the presence of mind to take himself to the hospital to check his very badly injured index finger. So I was happy to know that he did that. And I'm just praying that the next step will be for him to finally go to get some mental rehab help. And I truly believe that God is leading him in that direction. And so thank
Amen.
You, Pastor. Thank you for
we're
all
believing,
you do.
And we're believing also, too, that God is going to it's just a matter of time before he becomes born again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he becomes born again, you're gonna begin to see things that you never thought you would see. And right now, we pray that God will give you the peace and the patience to wait until he becomes born again, because he just needs to hear the word of God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord for your testimony, and we will continue to keep him in prayer.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. There's a scripture in the book of 1 John, and I'm going to read it. It's in 1 John chapter 5, 14, but we all, as people of God, need to know this scripture, because I don't care who we are or where you are, there's not a soul on this earth right now who doesn't need God's help in some shape, form, way, shape, form, or fashion. We all need his help right now.
Yes.
Amen. I don't need a bunch of amens. I already know. But you can say amen if you want to.
Amen.
But I already know.
Amen.
I already know, praise God. We all need God's help, praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
Whether it's a big thing or a small thing, we need his help, and we need him right now. We need him always. And so he says, and this is the confidence, this is what the scripture says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, he's not putting limits on it, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever, that's another one of those unlimited words, whatsoever we ask, good God Almighty, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired, that we desired of him. In other words, we know the answer is yes. All we have to do is have confidence, and all we have to do is have boldness and realize that the person that we're talking to is not a stranger. God is our Father.
Amen.
And we need
Amen.
To come to him as his children. And we need to come according to his will. And we need to come in confidence. Praise the living God. We can have confidence that when we ask according to his will, he hears us. And we know if he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Read those, amen, when you find yourself in a spot. Praise the living God. And realize that God is always on the throne. And he's ready to hear us, but we have to ask according to his will. Well, you say, well, brother, how do we know what his will is? His will is in his word. The word of God is his will. Jesus Christ is the personification of God's will. He's God's will live and in person. And we just need to follow him. Praise the living God. And when we do, we'll do everything according to his will. When we follow the word, we'll do everything according to his will. I told you about the directions I had to go yesterday to get to my destination. I had to follow those directions, amen, even though I couldn't understand why I was going this way, that way, and the other. But I followed the directions and wound up in my destination. On time, I might add, on time. Because God
Let's
is good, that's why.
More callers. Let's see if we got some more callers here, Pastor. All right.
Amen.
We're taking prayer right now. I see a new caller from the 909. Anyone who has a prayer right now, let's just go right here. The mics are open. Is anyone else got a prayer? If not,
Amen.
I have a prayer. I have a prayer for this. Every day here in the city of Pasadena, we lose a young one. There's gang violence that's going on in this community, black and brown violence against each other. We had another one, 16-year-old, that was in his room at 6 p.m. last night, minding his own business in his room, and was murdered. So I want to pray for peace in this country. And not just, you know, Pasadena. We've got this country that's close to so divided, and people are so quick to come at each other, you know. So I'm just praying for some peace in this country, in this world, Lord.
Brother, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace over that situation right now. And the scripture tells us in John 16, verse 33, and the reason I go to scripture is because I want to qualify what I say. Because we're not in here to play. We're in here to get results. And we get results when we use the scriptures, those who believe in God. John 16:33 talks about that very peace you were just telling about. Jesus says, these things, Brother Lewis and audience, praise the living God, these things and callers, no matter who you are, these things Jesus is saying, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. You want to have real peace? We got to get in him. Praise the living God, hallelujah. We've been scattered. We've been running around lost for too long. We've got to get in that place of peace. And he said that in me you may have peace. He says in the world, that means outside of him, you will have tribulation. That means trouble, unlimited, all kinds of troubles. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. So if we want to enjoy the kind of peace that we need to stop all the confusion, whether it be domestic, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, amen, whether it be social, we've got to encourage people to get in Jesus Christ and do it right now. It's not a place, amen, that has a time, a closing time, and an opening time. You can get in Jesus Christ anytime. All you have to do is humble yourself, and he'll let you in. Amen. Brother Lewis, and we do pray for those individual situations that you have spoken of, because you mentioned them before, and so it sounds like that there's still a need for prayer. And
yes,
we pray
yes.
that the Lord will lead us and others like us to shine the light on people and let them know, amen, that there is a place where peace can be had. And we're not talking about just an ordinary peace. We're talking about a peace that passes all understanding. You couldn't even reason on this kind of peace, because it has so much power and so much potential. The peace is so high. And the peace is in Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. So he says, in me you might have peace. So we pray for those. We pray for those who have suffered loss. We pray for those who are in fear. And we pray for those, amen, who don't have a clue as to what to do. We pray that somehow, some way, they'll get the message and the understanding that the place that we all need to be is in him, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the living
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Praise Amen. The living God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah.
Will there be
I want to say this real quick. Life is not a picnic for anybody, praise the living God, right now. And I'm not saying that there's no joy in your life, but everybody, like I said, everybody has a need for prayer. If it's not personal, it's someone close to you.
Yes, indeed.
But we all
yes,
need
indeed.
Jesus. We all need Jesus.
All right.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Will there be another?
Amen.
Before we get into the word.
Pastor.
Do I? There we go.
I praise the Lord.
My granddaughter's going through something right now. Her dear friend, Sophia's friend, lost her mom this past week. And so I'm sorry, I don't know the last name of the family, but I'd like prayer for Sophia's friend, Naomi, a 15-year-old who unexpectedly lost her mom this week. And so I pray for the whole family and for her friends, like Sophia, my granddaughter.
Amen and amen. We We pray for those. We pray for that family. We pray, Lord, that you comfort. We pray for them, Lord. We offer them our condolences. We pray that you strengthen them and meet the point of their need. We pray for the friends. We pray for the family and everyone connected to that. We even also thank you for my sister for bringing the prayer to light right now. And we pray that you will move by your spirit, Lord. Comfort them like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Lewis, I want to say this to Brother Lewis when we spoke earlier and we were speaking about prayer. And I don't know if you knew or had any knowledge that there was this much of a need for prayer, but we spoke about the need for prayer. And indeed,
yes.
I would love to get into the messaging if I can. But if we have to pray, we just have to pray. Because this is a place, amen, where we come in the knowledge of God, and we know that God wants us to be whole. So why don't we just praise the living God? Let God have his way. I have a message.
Yes.
I have a message. I have a message. And if you would allow me to, I would like to bring you a message because I'm sure it will answer a lot of prayers.
Go right ahead, Pastor. We need a message. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Praise the living God. Hallelujah. You know, because we're in some tough times. How many believe it?
Amen.
Amen. We're in tough times.
Amen.
We're in tough times, praise God. And before I start the message,
can't find nobody. The Lord said,
Ellis and the Country Boys. Praise God. Go with me, if you will, to the book of Matthew. Going to read from verse 48. Matthew 5, the fifth chapter, and the 48th verse. It's the last verse in the chapter. And it reads, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, man." Even means in the exact same way that your Heavenly Father is perfect, that's how God wants you to be. This is coming out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Amen. And what God is telling us, amen, through this scripture is that not only is this a possibility, but it's a requirement. Amen. He's calling us right now into perfection. Amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful God because he knows exactly, amen, how we need to be. He knows what we need, and he knows how to bring it to pass. Amen. We are not in as bad a shape times as we think we are. But the enemy would have us to believe that we are, but we are in better shape oftentimes than we think we are. Hallelujah. Psalm 138. We're in the Bible continuously. Psalm 138, verse 8. Verse 8 is also the last verse this book of Psalms. But it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. Amen. So God has a desire, amen, for us to be in a perfected state. Praise the living God. And all we have to do is submit to him. And when we do, we'll find ourselves, amen, in a position that we have never seen or been in before. And I believe, amen, that we allow ourselves to yield to God's will, that he will perfect those things that concern us. Even right now, Jesus is telling us, In the book of Matthew, he said, "Be ye perfect." Amen. And whenever the word of God tells us to be, he's letting us know, amen, that that's the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the will of God. Hallelujah. 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 And what we want to do, we want to get to that place, amen, where we are operating in the will of God. Be ye perfect, the Bible says. Even as your Heavenly Father is perfect. That's nothing to play with. And the devil knows that, and he's constantly trying to keep God's people's minds away from that because he never wants you to take on the mindset of being perfect, even. That means just as. That means inequality. That means perfect like your Heavenly Father is. And those of you who know God, amen, you know God is the Most High. God is Almighty. God is the Most High. And God, as far as perfection goes, God is total perfection. Hallelujah. And Jesus is giving us, amen, some information that we need to know because he's the Son of God, and he knows these things. He knows that's what we're supposed to be. And God sent him into the world to be a light to the world to take us and bring us out of darkness. Because we run around, amen, dealing with imperfection, But Jesus said, this can't be the same anymore because these people, amen, were created with the potential to have perfection. And so I'm going to enlighten them and tell them that they are to be, praise God, perfect. Be ye therefore.
You're going in and out, Pastor. You're going in and out.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's see if I can prevent that, okay? All right, what about now? Are we all right?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope I didn't lose too much, and I hope I didn't lose too many in the process. But perfection is where you're supposed to be. Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. That's what Jesus is saying. And God himself is total perfection. Praise the living God. There are no flaws in God. And he wants us to be perfect even as our heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. That's total perfection. Now God is able, and he knows how to bring us into that position. But I'm talking to those, amen, who may be dealing with infirmities right now. And we have a lot of people that are dealing with infirmities. And infirmities are not perfection. And so what Jesus is saying, when we're perfect, even as our Father is perfect, amen, total perfection is what we're supposed to experience. That's how we're supposed to live. And God is able, amen, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20. So God can take that which is wrong, praise God. He can take that part of your body that may not be functioning right. He can take that part of your mind that may not be working right. He can take that situation in your life that may not be functioning quite properly, and he can make everything all right because he is total perfection. Scripture says in Isaiah, God says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight, Isaiah 45. That's what God wants to do. God wants to fix it for you right now today. And you know, don't let your mind get involved in it because the enemy loves to deal with one's mind. And he loves to make people think that these words are too good to be true. But I assure you, if God said it, he can do it. His word will not return unto him void. Read Isaiah 55 one day. His word will not return unto him void. Verse 11, but it will prosper into the thing that he sent it to do. His word will not come back and say, I tried, but I couldn't do it. When God speaks a word, it's going to do it, and it won't come back to God empty. We need to believe God. We need to believe God's word. And we need to believe that every word of God, like the Bible says, every word of God is pure. Praise the living God. Like I started out earlier today, amen, we have reached a place and point in time, especially as the people of God, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We've had it with that condition, and we simply won't accept it any longer. We have been given promises. We have been given power. We have been given salvation. We have been given redemption. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. And there's absolutely no reason that we can't walk, amen, as children of God. Amen. As a child of God, you're in a position, praise God, just by his name, just by being his child. You are in a position, amen, of privilege and honor, praise God. Amen. And he doesn't mean let it go to your head and get proud and lofty. Amen. You have to maintain humility. But the name is so powerful, you can't be in his name. You can't have his name and not have his privilege, not have his power, not enjoy and realize his potential. And we need to change the way we see things and change the way we say things and change the way we do things based on that. In other words, we've been playing too long It's time to get for real. I hope you can hear me good now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing too long. It's time to get for real. Because the power of God is nothing to play with. And Jesus Christ himself is telling us, amen, that we can be perfect, even as our Father's perfect. He's cluing us in, amen, to those things that we have a right to by blood. And we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ that is so close and so tight, and we are so connected, praise the living God, that the Bible says in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
It's time that we begin to take note of these things and begin to live this life. Amen. Sadly, I heard the brother say, and I know he was speaking out of desperation, but he made a comment about living versus dying. And Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He said, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to put the sign up right now and tell the thief, no more.
Mm-hmm.
No more. I'll say a little more. I don't know. I feel like saying no more.
Amen.
No more. No
more. We have to tell him, amen, you have done all you're going to do, praise the living God. We are the people of God, and we know who we are, and we know whose we are. And you can't mess with me anymore. Amen. I'm protected. Praise the living God. I'm so protected. Go to Psalms 34, if you will, please. I know some folks may say, man, when this brother teaches, we wear our Bibles out. Yeah, that's what Bibles are for. You can always replace them. Go to Psalm 34.
Amen.
It talks about the protection that we have. Amen. It says, I'm going to verse number 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Whatever it is that's troubling you, whatever it is that's dogging you, whatever it is that's giving you trouble, call on the Lord. He will hear you, and he will deliver you from everything that's causing you to fear. The time is now. Praise mm-hmm. the living God. He says they looked unto him and I'm in verse 5, and were lightened, and their faces were ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, get ready for this, and saved him out of all his troubles. I don't know about you, but that's good news to me. Because all you have to do is cry out to the Lord. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. He's your Father. He wants to hear from you.
Yes, he does.
Folk cry out to everybody else. Folk tell everybody else their business. Folk tell everybody else their issues. Don't waste time talking to people that can't help you. Cry out to God.
Amen.
Cry out to God. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Look at verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. And guess what? And delivereth them. Who needs deliverance right now? That means rescue. We all need it, praise God. The prayer line, the prayer list was about the need for rescue, the need for help. The need for salvation, that's what deliverance is. Deliverance means he'll take that away from you. You don't have to carry that burden. You don't have to carry that pain. Amen. He can replace it with joy. This deliverance, amen, is what we all need,
amen.
And we need it right now.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Lewis, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and it was later in the day, and I've never seen it quite like this. I mean, this is a huge grocery store. They don't even call it a grocery store. They call it a marketplace.
Marketplace.
And it's so huge, The parking lot is huge. It's got dual entrances, and it's got people, and folk were running around this place. It was so many people in there, it wasn't even funny. And one thing we all had in common is that everybody in that place needed something.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
And I stopped by to tell you today, people of God, whether you say you do or whether you don't, we all have one thing in common. We all need something from God right now. Amen.
Yes, we do.
And it's all right to need something from God because God wants us to be a people that recognize him so he can do like the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4. But my God shall supply all of your need. Whatever you need God to do, God will supply.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You need God to give you strength, God will supply you with strength. You need God to give you some money, God will supply you with money. You need God to supply you with a new house or some new clothes, God will supply you. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. So we have to get into the place, amen, where we eat the word and we use this word, amen, and we use it more than just as something to do every now and then. The word has to be what we do all the time. Praise God, hallelujah. Because there's always issues plaguing our lives, so there should always be word in our mouths. There's always issues trying to make life difficult, so there should always be word in our hearts. We need the word of God. The answer to everything in this life is in the word of God. But my God shall supply all of your needs. That'll make you perfect. That'll make you perfect when all your needs are supplied. Be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Total perfection is what he is. And Jesus Christ is inviting us into that place of total perfection, even as our heavenly Father is. My question is this, amen. When are we going to take Jesus up on this invitation? Because perfection is what God wants to do. And perfection is how we're supposed to be. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Follow me as I follow Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. For the perfecting, I'm going to read verse 11 first. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and he said, and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? Why does he give us apostles? Why does he give us prophets? Why does he make some evangelists? Why does he make some pastors and teachers? For the perfecting of the saints. Praise the living God. And for the work of the ministry. And for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's who we are. And God wants his, and God wants us to be edified. Amen. As the body of Christ, he wants us to be edified so we can be glorified and we can be satisfied. Isn't it time out, amen, that we stop living beneath our heavenly privileges? Mm-hmm. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, that the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. Praise God. Psalm 115. Because he wants us, amen, to enjoy a heavenly lifestyle. The Bible says that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We have been transformed by the renewing of our mind. There's not only been a transformation, but there's been a transfer. And now, praise the living God, our affections are on things above. And where we live now, praise the living God, it's not where we used to live. It's not how we used to live. It's not what we used to live before we got saved. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That old stuff is, all things are passed away. All of those old things, amen, are gone. All things have become new. It's time for us to rise. Praise the living God, hallelujah. It's time to rise because when we realize, amen, that we have been called, amen, by God into Christ Jesus, a change is supposed to take place. And that change can only take place when you say yes to the Lord. And by all means, don't say yes to him on Sunday and no to him on Monday. Stay with him. Abide with him, like it says in John 15:7. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, he said, you can ask what you will and it shall be given to you. You have so much power in me. Why don't we start walking in him full time? Why don't we stop straddling the fence and make up in our minds, amen, that the only place we want to be, amen, not just for our sakes, but for the sakes of those who are watching and seeing our lives. Why don't we make up in our mind that we're going to abide in Jesus Christ? So when the world sees us, all they see is Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Brother Lewis.
All right, Pastor, I want to, before I get into this consuming fire, all consuming fire by Steve Howe, I got a text message while you were giving the word. And it says, it's from Daisy Duval. Can you please thank Pastor Cooper? I listen to him live if I can, otherwise the taping, the podcast. I want to thank him during this Thanksgiving week. And that's from Daisy Duval. So
praise the Lord, God
Daisy,
bless you, sister.
Listening. Yes.
Praise the Lord and God yeah. bless you, sister. And may the Lord be with you. Amen. And your thanks Amen. Are appreciated.
Well, I want to just tell everybody have a thankful holiday. Try to get with some family and stay safe. Stay healthy as we get up into this Thanksgiving week. And we'll be back next week. I'll get with you, Cooper. I might not be here next week, but I'll let you know during the week. But I want to thank everybody who's listening, everybody on the phone. Pastor Cooper, I want to thank you and your family for sending out the word. Pastor Cooper, you know, make this thing happen every Sunday morning. Steve Howe, all consuming fire. See you next week.
And my consolation, and I love you dearly, dearly, Lord. Singing glory to the Lamb, I exalt the great I am.
I want to thank Steve Howe for such a great song right here.
Praise the Lord for that. Meditation.